Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Plenty of college hoops today. Feast week continues with the Maui Invitational Final. We got plenty going on out in Vegas as well. Some massive games there. We'll get to them in just a second here on Bet Sweats, presented by the BetMGM Network. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mackin for Joe O and Sammy P today. Before we wrap up, we got lightning bets for you as well. Send you off into your Thanksgiving holiday, ready for a bunch of football. Including those Thanksgiving Day games, college football rivalry weekend as well. We got plenty of plays that we want to make sure we get in before the lines move anymore in some cases, and things get kicked off tomorrow at noon down in Mississippi between Ole Miss and Mississippi State, a full day of college football. And again, we got tomorrow in the NFL, Friday, I should say, in college football. College hoops today. We got at least three interesting games, I think, Kate, all of them out in Vegas. We've also got the Maui final between Arizona State and USC. But the marquee names are all out in Vegas, it feels like, for that tournament there. We got St. John's Auburn. We got Tennessee, Kansas. We got Gonzaga, Michigan. Michigan looked great last night in a massive win. They beat Auburn by 30. They were up 28 at halftime. So as we look at today's college basketball card, Kate, what's jumping out at you as you look at the numbers?
I like USC over Arizona State. Just looking at those numbers, and I'm using KenPom for a lot of this early on in the season before I feel like we really have a great handle on this, these teams. But one of the numbers that jumps out is the field goal attempts for USC. They're fifth in the nation in field goal attempts. That right there, I feel like gives them a significant advantage, just that they're going to get to the line. They're going to get a bunch of freebies there. You also look at their defense significantly better than Arizona State's defense. And I mean, both of these teams, this is the championship game, so they've been playing the last couple days. They're going to be tired. I feel like it could get sloppy where foul calls, things like that. If USC can get to the free throw line, I think they could win this one and cover -5.5.
Yeah, that's a good look. Didn't consider that. Total sitting at 163 on USC and Arizona State. That one tips at around 2:30 Eastern in the Maui Invitational. I mentioned St. John's and Auburn. St. John's has looked really good out in Vegas, really good. And they're favored by 5.5 against Auburn, who I mentioned is coming off an ugly loss against Michigan last night. I'll be curious to see if they can turn it around. Like you mentioned, these teams are on their third game in 3 days now. Mm-hmm. So how fresh are the legs? I would look for, and again, hate to put too much of last year's personality and philosophy on this year's teams because there are obviously personnel changes on most rosters. But I look at St. John's, I look at the backcourt defense, and I think I end up leaning St. John's on this one against Auburn. Like I said, it was 5.5 this morning. I want to make sure I have the most up-to-date line, though, before I go and tell you whether to go in on this one or not. St. John's down to 4.5 at BetMGM. So things moving in Auburn's direction. I still like St. John's, especially now that we're inside two possessions at 4.5. I'd feel good about St. John's.
You get smoked in the manner that Auburn did yesterday, and you're in Vegas and you're college age kids. Do you stay up a little late, you know, at the tables, whatever you can legally do in Vegas? That makes me a little weary of backing Auburn, even though the money sounds like it's moving in Auburn's favor. I don't have a play in this game, but I would be with you. I think St. John's would be the right side. I also wonder, like, Auburn, what's the younger Pearl, the new Pearl coach, Bruce Pearl's son, what's his name?
I don't know, to be honest. I just know
Coach Pearl, we'll call him.
Bruce's kid.
Coach Pearl. Like, I trust Patino in this area of, like, keeping his players focused in this type of environment more so than I would a first-year head coach in Mr. Pearl. So those types of intangible things, I think that makes me want to lean towards St. John's too.
Steven. I looked it up.
Steven. Steven Pearl. Nice name. Yeah. Coach. We'll call
Coach him. Pearl. Coach Tennessee Pearl. Coming off a huge upset win over Houston, gets unranked Kansas. This morning, the line was 4.5. Again, I want to make sure I have the most up-to-date number on this one for you. It's out to 5.5 now. That's not surprising, given that Tennessee took care of Houston last night. Tight ball game. They won, I think it was 76-73 was the final. The total on this one, because of Tennessee, and we know the pace of play that they like, at 139.5. I don't know if I'd play over in this one instead of under. And count on Tennessee's offense to keep going. They looked good against Houston last night. So the 5.5 is in play for me as well. The total over 139.5.
I could only look towards Tennessee on the side here. 5.5. They are number one in the country in offensive rebound percentage. They're going to be getting second chance points a lot. Kansas's defense does not turn the ball over, does not turn other teams over at all. So it's not like, and Tennessee's a very disciplined team and, like, they don't turn the ball over all that much. So it's not like Kansas is going to be getting any extra possessions via defensive turnovers or things like that. So I think these teams are just in two different categories right now, Tennessee being a significantly better team. Part of me is like, you're coming off of a great win over Houston, a little bit of a letdown, but also, like, no, not really. I think maybe that's some momentum building, and you can build off that if you're Tennessee. So I would lay the 5.5 with the Vols over Kansas. Kansas has been on a slide. I mean, last season was not great. They're not amongst the top teams like they typically are early on this season. I don't have a ton of faith in the Jayhawks right now.
This is one of those ones, if you change the name from Kansas to, I don't know. Pick a random Big 12 team, middle of the pack Big 12 team, which Kansas is. Would it be just 5.5, or would we be out a little farther, given the way Tennessee has performed to this point in the Players Era tournament, to 6.5 or even 7? So I tend to agree with you that I would lean Tennessee, but the total has caught my eye as well on that one. Gonzaga, Michigan is late tonight. I believe it's the final of that Players Era tournament out in Las Vegas, and Gonzaga is actually opened as the favorite. 12th ranked Zags, 7th ranked Wolverines, 2.5 point favorites. Gonzaga. You wonder if Michigan, after a resounding win, maybe exhales a little bit. Final day out there in Vegas. Maybe the finish line is in sight before a nice long weekend. Gonzaga has shot really well in this tournament. 2.5 is a tough number for me on Gonzaga, Michigan.
I don't know what to do with this one either, Chris. If anything, I think I would lean towards the over of this just being the third game in a row that they've played. And, like, the legs are going to be tired, right? The defense is going to suffer, if anything. You just mentioned how good Gonzaga's shot the ball. I mean, I think that continues over, like, lockdown defense happening tonight. So when you're in these tournament types of atmospheres and playing multiple games, like, think back to those AAU days for these players. What happened to the scores the later the tournament went? Oftentimes they were higher scoring games because the defensive discipline starts to waver a little when teams get tired, and especially this early in the season too. Like, down the road, March Madness, your conditioning is so much different, so much better, but, like, this is early on in the season. You haven't played a whole lot of games, so that's where I think things would go sideways, if anything, is on the defensive side, leading to a higher scoring game.
Yeah, total sitting there on Gonzaga, Michigan tonight at 163.5 right now. I think for a lot of the reasons. Yeah, I still think for a lot of the reasons you laid out, we may see that number bump up another point or two as money comes in on the over. So if you're thinking over, now probably the best time to catch it on Gonzaga, Michigan, and just kick back, relax tonight, and root for lots of buckets to be made for Michigan, who played really well. I think, like I said, six players in double figures, including three off the bench last night against Auburn, and Gonzaga has shot well out in Vegas as well. The one thing you should not do tonight, we talked about this earlier, Kate. Do not, if you are over the age, we've dropped the age now. It's like the total is dropping on some of these spreads. we've dropped the age from 35. It's been a big line move, I'll be honest.
It has.
We're dropping it to 25. If you're older than 25, you do not need to go out tonight on Thanksgiving Eve. You don't. You don't. Make a couple bets, as the wallet allows, and sit back and relax and watch some basketball, because I'm going to tell you right now, as a guy in his 40s, his mid-40s, I'm going to tell you, you are not going to recover the same tomorrow morning. And you're going to have to either go somewhere or have people over, and your uncle's going to be rambling about politics, and you're going to want to just, you're going to want to go back into blackout stage tomorrow. Don't do it tonight. Don't. You're not going to recover the same from it.
Plus, isn't it more fun to, well, I suppose if you're in your early 20s, it's probably more fun to go drink with your friends. As I get older, it's more fun to drink with my family, right? So, like, I'm looking forward to then saving myself for Thanksgiving Day of having beverages with my family, right? Rather than being so hungover that you don't want to drink anything on Thanksgiving. So I'm with you. And we did really need to lower that bar. The line movement on the age needed to come down quite a bit. Money came in on the under hard. Because we don't, as 30 some people, we don't need to be out, in the streets past a certain time. And that's when, you know, let the kids do that. We've had our days. Plus make a nice cocktail, sit on the couch. Doesn't mean you can't have drinks tonight. Just don't go nuts. Right. Do it on your couch. Get a decent night's sleep. I don't know. Maybe pop a gummy if you're into that stuff, watch some sports and then wake up and feel good tomorrow.
Wake up in plenty of time to get your bets in on the first Thanksgiving Day game, right? And then they're fully equipped and prepared for Thanksgiving.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Help make the stuffing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Be useful this Thanksgiving.
Exactly. Be useful. That's a good way to look at it. I will be of no use tomorrow. I'll be honest. I'm awful in the kitchen. My wife takes over for the stuff that she needs to make to take over my sister-in-law's. I will only sneak in there to maybe steal a deviled egg or two while she gets those ready. Because you got to have, that's the other thing. And this always happens to me every Thanksgiving. The snacks and the appetizers before Thanksgiving dinner, it can pile up on you. You want to talk about pacing yourself? Pace yourself on the snacks and the appetizers before dinner, too.
where you get to the table for dinner and it's like, I'm not even hungry for this. Then you're just choking down right. a full plate of food that is not necessary. And of course, there's no better feeling than being overly stuffed after Thanksgiving and laying on the couch. Maybe you've got a fire brewing in the family room watching football. Like, that's the best. But it is kind of an awful feeling when you get to the table and you've already devoured all the appetizers where you're not hungry anymore.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go into the dinner portion of Thanksgiving wondering if you can even swallow that, you know, that dry turkey, white turkey meat that we talked about. You got to douse it with gravy. You're like Clark Griswold at the Christmas table chewing down on the turkey jerky that just came out of the oven. Don't do that to yourself. Make sure you got plenty of room left. What is the Constable family line on deviled eggs? I've mentioned them a couple times.
Zero.
None?
Not a staple. None. Zero. I don't know if my family has ever made a deviled egg ever. I don't dislike them. They just, we stick to our normal stuff that we have done for the last zillion years, and we do not waver. So they're fine, but they're not on the table at Thanksgiving.
Deviled eggs are a very polarizing treat, I've found. Deviled eggs.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the patented Kate Constable wrinkled nose look when I mentioned deviled eggs, so I thought they might be in play.
Yeah, I haven't got my Botox in a while, so everything's moving right now. So you know exactly what I like, what I like and don't like. The face does not hide anything. I have a question though for you, Chris. Okay,
yeah.
So I have two sisters. They are not into sports. They don't care. So when we've had Thanksgiving at one of my sister's houses before, she's like, "Do we have to have football on all day?" Do you have anyone, like, is your family just fully accepts that, right? Like, football is on in the background while dinner is being served while you're eating. That is normal people Thanksgiving, right?
Totally.
Sometimes
normal.
My family's like, let's turn it off while we eat. That's not
Why?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No, I've gotten to the point where I have a brother-in-law. My sister-in-law's husband is not a huge sports fan. Like, he keeps up with it enough to be able to talk about, oh, those Steelers suck, huh? And I'll be like, yeah, they're terrible. Let me tell you about it. He's more into, like, he'll bend my ear tomorrow and tell the same story three or four times over and over again about how he has to pack up his truck and leave early the next morning to go hunting because deer season opens in Pennsylvania on Saturday morning. So, like, he goes to a hunting camp every Thanksgiving weekend, and he'll tell me about that over and over again. But he's smart enough to know, and my sister-in-law has known me long enough, that they make sure there is a dedicated TV in the game room, in the basement, that is already on football by the time we even walk in the door. They know exactly. It's Thanksgiving. You know what.
Those are smart people right there. Those are smart people.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. You have to have football. We got plenty to bet on. We'll get you our favorite plays of the day and Thanksgiving, and maybe even a couple ahead of Friday's slate as well with our lightning bets. That's next on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.